that little place, which is lower, it should be lower than everyone, because you are in your lowest position, because you accept your weakness and you're fighting yourself. You challenge yourself. This is what religion and belief is to us. Challenging yourself. The guy challenged himself, cried. That challenging space were flooded by his tears. He slept, he dreamt, and good things started to happen. Remember, second paragraph. Right at the beginning. That's how it is. So he is explaining the first story in different steps. This is the way. Change your attitude. You don't need the acceptance of silly people. You need the acceptance of just and justice and correct and right and righteousness. And that you can do, everybody can. Not by yourself. By becoming more than self. By relating to others. To connect. And to connect to the best people. If you connect to the living spirits, you will become alive. If you connect with the dead one, you will be dead. Honestly, you could. There are a lot of people. Haven't you seen them? The people dressing like the king. Elvis Presley. You could do that. Oh, it's more than that. Rumi, in his second book, will describe and say, listen, this book I wrote, you could use it as a pillow and a slipper. But this is not why I wrote it. You could do that. You have the choices. You have the choices to remain the same or transform to the best of you. Because you cannot be someone else, remember. You're you. And you're a strange mixture. With changing the attitude, you will give the best part of you a chance. The part of thought, remember, Rumi would say, you are your thought. The rest is nothing. It's the machine. It's biological machine hanging on those. So your thinking should change. And that's what he's trying. We will follow that next month, inshallah. Masalam.